Hi, this is Anuradha and you're listening to After Credits, Delhi Crime, the most visited destination of all cine lovers out there. Today is going to be a tell-it-all episode where director Richi Mehta and actor Shefali Shah spill every little detail about their upcoming Netflix original, Delhi Crime. Shefali, in our previous episode, you just mentioned that the show wasn't about creating a piece of art. Then what should a viewer expect when she embarks on this visual journey? If not just appreciation for the cinematic brilliance, what is it that you want her to feel?
What I want the audience to take away from this show, which is a very complicated thing, which is the reason it's 7 hours and not 90 minutes, is I believe we all can relate to the anger and frustration and sorrow and horror we felt at the time, all of us, individually. And I think it makes you feel very alone. And I want to this is going to sound very sadistic, but I believe what this is going to do is reopen those wounds. And then you spend enough time in it and you start to see the bigger picture and the context of it all. And it's not just one attack that happened. It is symptomatic of so many things that by the end of it, it's gone from pain and sorrow and horror to compassion, empowerment, the desire to, the motive to do something about it, the information and understanding that it's so multifaceted that you can find your own way into addressing this if it means something to you. I think the wounds will be opened.
And I want to ask you a question. When you say find your own way, what do you mean? I'm genuinely asking.
No, everyone has their own skill set. Everyone has their own passion. Everyone has their own way of doing things and leading their life. And it's not that you can take up arms and fight the fight on the streets, in the protests necessarily. How can you make this a better place? Especially if these issues really bother you. And this is a symptom of something really big. And it's not just an Indian problem, it's a global thing.
Yeah. No, because I was thinking about it and I said, what could I do to change it? Mm. Okay. And I realized that as creative people who make films and...
We communicate
and we have a voice which gets heard.
Yeah.
Because of the privilege of being in front of cameras.
Yes.
And then I was thinking, what would somebody else do? And we'd say, a writer would use their pen, you know, or very...
Or anything.
A big part of me, besides being an actor, I mean, and I'm choosing to answer this question because I just feel this is a question that a lot of women sitting there might think, that what can I do? Mm. Okay? And I answer this question as more as a mother and let's say more as a homemaker than an actor, is that the one thing you can do is raise your sons right. Mm-hmm. Because your daughters will be safe if your sons are raised right. Mm-hmm. So, and it's like you said, it's not just about this particular crime. There are so many layers. It's years and years and generations of mindset, which we need to break.
Yep.
And I mean, it's late, but at least we have the opportunity to change it, to let our kids see it differently.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Ultimately, this is a depiction of, you know, police characters. So I hope that if it starts from anger, that somewhere along the journey, you realize I have a misplaced anger, and it turns to compassion. That there are people who are trying to do the right thing, and maybe we need to just help them a little bit more because it's a systemic problem, not necessarily these human beings, not necessarily. But I was going to say before, I think this will open up very painful wounds, and I think it's going to cauterize those wounds as well. And when you have those scars, you are stronger. Yeah, exactly. You have a reminder of it, and then you're stronger for it. So, because I don't think those wounds have healed. They may never heal.
They may never.
But at the very least, spend some time in this journey, and if you come out the other end, you literally just get through it. I believe it will be a cathartic experience, emotionally.
And I like I said earlier also, one is, it's very empowering as a woman to know that there was this other woman who fought it. So it's not just a story or a show of loss of a life and something so brutal and so painful. It's also the fierceness of somebody to go out there and sort this out.
Because it was on her watch, in her jurisdiction. This is what the task she could do.
Right.
Yeah.
And that is empowering. And also, I think it answers a lot of questions we all asked at that point of time. And we didn't know what anyone was doing for it.
Yeah, and there were people.
There were people who worked very hard at doing this.
And I hope, another thing I hope people take away is that they don't look at the glass half empty. It's the half full thing. It's realizing we are not on the brink of chaos. In fact, we're being kept from it. And you have to look at it that way. Look at the strides we've made as a society, as human beings living together. And now let's make it better.
And respect.
Absolutely.
You know, because they are doing, everyone's trying their best.
Yep.
If you go with that belief of, like you said, like Bhupendra says at a point of time, that, you know, I still believe in the goodness.
Yep.
If you go with that belief, even if it's delusion, I don't think it's delusion.
No.
You can...
No, it's not.
We truly hope that your vision reaches the audience. And last but not the least, can we expect a second season? Is it in the talks? Are you working on something? Please tell us.
Yes, so there will be a season 2, and we will continue with these amazing characters who now you're taking ownership of it anyways. So they belong to you now. She belongs to you, Vartika. And, you know, it's another crime, and it's another crime that's heinous, and it's true crime. And I think it's something that, on many levels, is incomprehensible to people. And I'm just researching and putting it together right now. But it will be another exploration. And I think it will be another way to look at this amazing and complicated society again, in a very different lens, with the same characters.
Thank you, Shivali and Richie, for taking out the time to be with us and chatting about the show. We can't wait for it to go live on Netflix. So that was the end of today's podcast. We'll come back to greet you with some more interesting updates about the latest shows hitting your screens with a new set of guests very, very soon. Till then, keep listening.
Delhi Crime, now streaming only on Netflix.